Application for Kenneth Frost, FROST, August 1742, address as selected Dr. Sabepali, 4278220. Dear Prakash, a follow-up for Mr. Frost, who has renal transplant from Alport disease, also has diabetes hypertension at visiting August, reported preterneuralgia, still significant pain, has been followed through neurology, currently on Tegretol and Nurantin, there is no rash, denied nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood melena, some degree of frequency, mild incontinence, and no nocturia, cloudiness of blood, a stable edema, trying to do low salt, a stable numbness, but no claudication symptoms or observations, denied chest pain palpitations, some degree of dyspneumatic activities and memory problems, has not received the flu vaccine yet, he's not checking blood pressure at home, medication needs review, although I'm not completely sure if this is the true list. Back in November, we increased the prograf from 1.5 milligrams a day to 2 milligrams total divided doses. Today, blood pressure 152 over 60 on the right side. There is bilateral JVD, non-localized valvular pleural effusion, no growth at risk and pericardial rapid gallop, obesity, kidney transplant on the right side, multiple abdominal surgeries, minimal tenderness on the left lower quadrant, but no masses, no evidence of ascites, no rebound or guarding. About 2 plus edema, worse on the right comparing to the left. This is the site of the kidney transplant. Most recent chemistry, creatinine was 0.9. A very normal sodium, potassium, acid base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, mild anemia 12.7. Prograf is in the low side. I'm not sure if he's really taking it or not. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Kidney transplant from the wife, 2006, kidney function is stable, low level of immunosuppressants, Alport disease, problems of diabetes, hypertension, postherpetic neuralgias. Keep an eye on the low level of the prograf, chemistry on a regular basis, follow up in about 4 months.